Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
We made it. We're past it. Trade deadline, Major League Baseball has arrived. The Brewers add Trevor Rosenthal. Hasn't pitched since 2020. They added Matt Bush last night. A couple bullpen arms, of course, yesterday. The big deal, trading Josh Hader to the San Diego Padres for Taylor Rogers. Another wild card pitcher and a couple of prospects. They got some value for Josh Hader, but I don't think anyone's arguing they got better this season with that deal. Who knows? Maybe there was something last minute that just hasn't come down the wire or been reported quite yet. We will certainly keep you updated every step of the way. But right now, it is Tuesday. It is 5 o'clock. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Those of you that say Ben Brust is an idiot, well, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Today's contestant is Tyler in Cottage Grove. Tyler, welcome to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. Do you believe that you are smarter than Ben?
I hope I am.
I hope you are too, Tyler. Here's how we're going to find out. You have 15 questions to answer in in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. If you do not know the answer to a question, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We will then revisit that question after we get through the original 15. And if you win, or if you score more correct answers than Ben Brust, you will win yourself
a gift card.
A gift card. Tyler in Cottage Grove, any questions or are you good to go?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Tyler in Cottage Grove. And are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. In what present-day country was the capital of the Aztec Empire situated?
Mexico.
What degree latitude is used for the equator?
0.
What material found in nature is used to make glass?
Sand.
What animal do spare ribs come from?
Pig.
Where can you attend a traditional feast called a luau?
Hawaii.
What's the second longest mountain chain in North America?
Appalachia.
What's the word for the water vapor seen on plants early in the morning?
Dew.
What do we call the chief executive of state government?
Governor.
In Greek mythology, what happened when Icarus flew too close to the sun?
He burned alive.
What is the absence of any government or law called?
Anarchy.
What kind of scientist studies supernovas and black holes?
Astronomer.
What does the G in Gmail stand for?
Google.
When horseback riding, what do you hold in your hands to control the horse?
I don't know. I can't remember
counts
now.
If you get it, so you might as well guess.
I'll go Sterling. Or Reigns.
What a performance put up by Tyler in Cottage Grove. My goodness. Is that a 13 spot?
It's a 12 spot.
12 spot.
Yeah.
Wow. Well
done. Surgical approach there.
The over-under for Ben Bruss today is 5.5. He's going to have to double that in order to merely tie Tyler and Cottage Grove. Blown away. The Scalzo and Bruss family going crazy on the old National Bank talk and text line. And Ben Bruss walks in, looks down at the ground, looks very serious. Not confidently sauntering in, per usual. How are we feeling, Ben?
I don't know. I don't like your vibe.
I don't like your vibe.
Yeah, me either. Ow.
Just ran into the microphone.
With my teeth.
Yeah. Think how gross that is. Think how much spit up is on that.
I just made out with Homer.
Yeah, this is Mike, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not the first time. Ben, you know how the game is played. Are you smarter than Ben Bruss? You have 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. If you don't know the answer to a question, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We then revisit that question after getting through the original 15. If you fail to get as many correct answers as Tyler in Cottage Grove, Tyler's going to win himself a gift card to the Nitty Gritty. I think he can taste that burger already. Ben Bruss, any questions? Are you ready to go?
Let's spank this fool.
That even sounded like you didn't believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Ben Bruss, and are you smarter than Ben Bruss? In 3, 2, 1. In what present-day country was the capital of the Aztec Empire situated?
Mexico.
What degree latitude is used for the equator?
0.
What material found in nature is used to make glass?
Dust.
What animal do spare ribs come from?
Pig.
Where can you attend a traditional feast called a luau?
Hawaii.
What's the second longest mountain chain in North America?
The Appalachians.
What's the word for water vapor seen on plants early in the morning?
Dew.
What do we call the chief executive of a state government?
Pass. Stop looking at him. I didn't cheat.
In Greek mythology, what happened when Icarus flew too close to the sun?
He burned.
What is the absence of any government or law called?
The purge.
What kind of scientist studies supernovas and black holes?
Astrologist.
Who is the first explorer? Excuse me, what does the G in Gmail stand for?
Google.
When horseback riding, what do you hold in your hands to control the
saddle.
Horse? What is the only planet not named for a Greek mythological character? Counts if you get it.
Earth.
He hit his over-under, but he did not get
Eight
more
spot.
Correct answers than Tyler and it's Cottage
good.
Grove.
I feel pretty good about that performance.
Oh, now you're taking moral victories?
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one for me. But to get 8 out of that, I'm gonna take a W there.
No,
I mean, that's a horrible approach, Ben.
I don't care what your approach is. It's all about my happiness.
It's about wins and losses. You're a happy loser.
I'm a winner.
You're
imagine,
not, you're
imagine
not a winner.
If Aaron Rodgers said, hey,
I played well.
We're on
the radio.
But I
have
450 yards.
I'm not getting paid like Aaron Rodgers to make a whole state happy.
Yes, you are. You're literally getting paid to make the whole state happy.
And I think... would they want me to be happy?
No, they don't. Believe me, this. Put on the poll, Joshy, on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust.
Does the Scalzo and Brust
family?
Do you
want Ben Brust to be happy? I'm very interested in the results on that because I do think that the family sometimes likes to see you a little bit upset, especially when it has to do with that. We'll run through the answers here quickly. I accidentally crumpled it up. And threw them
we
to the recycling bin.
As a radio show.
In what present-day country is the capital of the Aztec Empire situated? It was indeed Mexico. Ben Bruss started with Colombia.
How did you know? Did I say that out loud?
You did. 0, the degree latitude used for the equator. What about the degree longitude?
There is none.
What material found in nature is used to make glass? Not dust, Benny, but sand?
Close!
What animal do spare ribs come from? Pigs. You can attend a traditional feast called the luau in Hawaii. The Scalzo and Brust family started raising some questions on the Old National Bank talk and text line with this answer when you immediately responded. The second longest mountain chain in North America was the Appalachians.
It was the only mountain chain I knew.
You didn't know the biggest is the Rockies. There's the Smoky Mountains. There's many mountain ranges. And somehow, before I even finished the question, Appalachians was out of your mouth. Then you followed that up with an immediate response to dew, which is water vapor seen on plants early in the morning. The governor is the chief executive of a state government. You skipped on that one. Icarus did not burn when he flew too close to the sun. However, his wings melted and he fell into the ocean.
Same thing.
No, it's very much not. What message do you think that sends? Like, what do you think is the moral of that story?
Don't mess with the sun.
The absence of any government or law is called anarchy. That is what Josh DiMaggio yearns for. Astronomers, not astrologists, astronomers are the scientists that study supernovas and black holes.
That's like a half a point for me.
Astrology, much different than astronomy.
Space, all same thing.
Mm-hmm. Constellations.
The G in Gmail stands for Google. I was hoping you were going to mess that one up. When horseback riding, you hold the reins, not the saddle. Think about it. You get the reins in your hand. And you nailed it. The only planet not named for a Greek mythological character is Earth.
It's a good performance. 8.5.
I genuinely don't think I've ever been more disappointed in you than the way that you're treating your loss right now. Like, I don't know what's going on. But it is.
Well, what's going on is I know that you guys set me up for failure when I do this segment. How do we set you up for failure? Greek mythology and presidential stuff. Josh knows is my bugaboo. He consistently puts those in.
What is it your bugaboo off of it? Like,
quick math. Not word problems, but quick math.
So you just want 15 questions.
You want to do flashcards?
Yeah.
10 times 7 divided by 3.
10 times 7, 70. It's not going to be an even number.
But you said quick math. Like, what are we supposed to do here?
All right, we're around like...
So you want 8 times 8? You want to do
21.3.
You want multiplication tables? Like, is that what we're doing right now?
Yeah, well, don't give me decimal. Like, give me some flat numbers here, brother.
The only setting up we do to you on this segment is asking you questions expected of children.
Self-righteous Joshy comes in, gets
these
sound
are from
all smart.
The Josh guy who puts together the flash answers.
Why don't you play me, Josh? Why don't you play me?
I would put one together for a special edition of you. Josh DiMaggio and Ben Barras.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna kick the crap out of you.
So other than simple math.
No.
Hold on. Just let me finish. Okay. Other than simple, quick math that does not have any word problems or decimals associated with it, or fractions.
Fractions I'm cool with.
Fractions are decimal points, Ben. Fractions are decimal points.
No, but like
points.
Good fractions, like 0.25, 0.5, 1/2, 1/4.
I mean, so very...
You had me in the thirds.
Other than that, what are your strengths?
Because
it's not history. It's not sports history. It's not science. It's not geography. It's not music history. It's not film history.
Now you're starting to come off a little rude.
I'm not. I'm just because every time we do this, it's not Greek mythology. It's not art history. It's not.
Look, can I talk now?
Hold on. Let me finish. It's not presidents. It's not United States history.
I talked about that already. I'm just saying I don't have a lot of strengths, but I have really, really big weaknesses. And that happens to be Greek mythology and anything to do with the presidents.
We had zero to do with presidents today.
There was the governor thing, which is basically presidents.
It is not presidents. That is literally asking you who's in charge of a state government. Do you understand how federalism works? Now I'm attacking.
Yep.
I feel myself attacking.
He is.
It's good awareness. Pat on the back to me. Great awareness.
No pat on the back to you or you.
Ben, you got slaughtered right there, and you're happy about it, and I hope that stays with you. But you know what? I also hope you go home tonight, and I hope you crack open some delicious Cedar Ridge, whether it's their whiskey, whether it's their bourbon, whether it is their single malt. Ooh, I love that single malt. I've been working my way through my last bottle of that single malt, however. But We're about to get restocked. Cedar Ridge Distillery. We've talked to you about them before. An award-winning distillery based in Iowa, making a home right here in Wisconsin. Was named Distillery of the Year in 2017. They boast the John Barleycorn Society's Best American Single Malt 2 years in a row. And to show you how great Cedar Ridge is, they are the top-selling bourbon in the state of Iowa, and they've made Wisconsin their next target, meaning they're bringing this limited, amazing juice, this limited, amazing whiskey and bourbon and single malt, all of their best stuff, to the state of Wisconsin, and we need you to know about it. The easy sipping bourbon whiskey that drinks while neat, pairs great with food, and takes any cocktail to the next level. But that's not all, because Cedar Ridge is releasing new bourbon and rye whiskeys handpicked by us for you, the Scalzo and Brust family. We did this for you, family. Me and Joshy DiMaggio went down to Swisher, Iowa. They rolled out 6 barrels for us. We did a taste test with some whiskey experts down there, and they are bottling it up for us. The Scalzo and Brust Private Barrel Reserve, hand-selected bourbon and rye whiskeys. We got a bourbon and a rye. They're going to be arriving in the coming weeks. Stay tuned for details. We'll continue to talk to you about where you can find them, where you can taste them, what restaurants you're going to be able to get them at. Check it out. Cedar Ridge, no matter where you're at, if you see Cedar Ridge, buy it, drink it, and you will not regret it. Got to be 21 or older, of course. And as always, as Ben Brust likes to say, please drink responsibly. We'll update you on the final news coming across for the MLB trade deadline. Plus, we'll turn our attention to Packers training camp, where Romeo Doubs once again is making an impact. Plus, old friend Jordan Love next. Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Before now, you had what, Al Nassar, the slowest white guy on the team? Now you got some speed running at. No, it's a great
Dave,
thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. I mean, I know we talk about you being blind every time, but now you've really proved it.
Al Lazard, not white.
Not white.
For those that, for any other blind fans that we may have, Al Lazard.
Shout out to all the other blind fans listening. We now know that Al Lazard is not white.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Milwaukee Brewers have not added a bat before the trade deadline, as the trade deadline has now passed. In totality, they trade Josh Hader for 4 players from the San Diego Padres, including Taylor Rogers, a left-handed relief pitcher, closer, another wildcard pitcher, 2 prospects. They added Matt Bush to the back end of that bullpen as well, and Trevor Rosenthal, who has not pitched in a couple years, traded for a single-A prospect that I think some Brewers fans are going to be upset that they lost, but an outfielder where they have plenty of organizational depth. Rosenthal, we'll see what he can add maybe in a couple of weeks. Freddie Peralta, however, is an addition coming out of the All-Star break, but the trade deadline. Freddie Peralta rejoining the starting rotation tomorrow night. Another exciting Brewers news. I'm just trying to get people happy here. Jonathan Lucroy officially retiring as a Milwaukee Brewer. Let's give him a round of applause.
Greg, if I were to ask you, how could you talk me off the ledge of saying the Brewers are merely okay being a one-and-done team in the playoffs? It's hard to rectify getting rid of
Josh
Hader. Didn't
they already do this?
But they're not. That's the thing. Is like the worst.
So then are they rebuilding? What are they doing? At this point, what are the Brewers doing? Because they didn't add the bat that we all needed. They didn't add the arm that we all needed
The bat thing is surprising to me.
Yeah.
The bat piece is surprising.
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't get it.
I mean, look, I wonder if there's a self-awareness, right, with this team right now, where you look at the rest of the NL, like not even all Major League Baseball, leave out the Yankees, who are just otherworldly right now. You're still talking about the Padres, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Braves. Those are 4 really good National League teams that even with Josh Hader, if they did nothing, what addition brings you immediately into that mix? Now, I am also a fan, I said it earlier in the show, of saying, look, you've got a starting rotation and two starters in particular that can win you any series in Woody and Corbin Burns. But we said that last year, and we saw that despite them, you still need to score some runs.
You need a hit.
I just wonder if the price tag was too high, and like at some point, if you're the Brewers, you are forced to be more conservative strategically as an organization, because you can't make a mistake. They made a mistake with Yelich by paying him all that money, and they've gotten burned. And it's hard to recoup and rebound from mistakes like that, because ultimately, like, there isn't anything behind it. So if you give up three or four prospects for J.D. Martinez, and J.D. Martinez, you know, gets you to the NLCS, right? They get to the NLCS, and then they lose in six games to, you know, the Dodgers with a $300 million payroll, or the Padres with Juan Soto in a killer lineup, then all of a sudden J.D. Martinez is going to continue to age because he's, what, 34 years old? Check that real quick. Then all of a sudden you're stuck, and that next crop isn't there. So to me, they are approaching this as most mid-market teams.
34,
thank you. They are approaching this like most mid and small market teams do in Major League Baseball when they're successful, like the Tampa Bay Rays, like the Kansas City Royals. The Royals did this for a long time until they got to the precipice. I would say the one encouraging thing, Josh, is that when this team felt like they were on the precipice with that Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder-led team, they said, screw it, we're going to push some chips into the middle of the table and bring in CeCe and try to do this. So I wonder if they don't feel like this is that team. And if they're looking at it, and maybe we're saying, yeah, they're first place, they've made the playoffs for 4 straight years.
I don't think it's a wonder. I think they're saying it isn't this team. Like, it clearly isn't. Now, because if it was this team, don't you think they would have been like, you know what? This is the team. I know we're not going to get as much for Josh Hader if we trade him at the end of the year, but you know what? We like our team. We like the fact that we could probably get to the NLCS, and if we have the two starting pitchers that we mentioned, make a trade for a bat and not give up Hader and go all in, which is the Brewers' version of going all in for this season, that would have felt better for people. But it just doesn't, because you didn't get better in the trade deadline. You just didn't. You don't have Josh Hader. You didn't get a bat. And so now you're looking at your team in comparison to all the four other National League teams that are probably markedly better than you right now. Why go get a bat? Why go get a bat? And so it's like a harsh reality. But at the same time, Craig Counsell's doing his best trying to be like, yes, like, we know how hard this is emotionally. We lost a friend. We lost a great player. We lost an all-time Brewer. But come 6:10 today, Central Time, when they play the Pirates, baseball is going to be played. And they're going to have to go out, and they're going to have to work with what they got. And could they have, like, if we put it on the poll, could the Brewers, and I don't think it's a poll question, but could the Brewers have actually made enough moves in this trade deadline to make them actual World Series contenders? Because if they weren't going to be World Series contenders, why would they leverage more?
Run of the Key chimes in, 800-990-3776. The old National Bank talk and text line, old National Bank get old, says the Brewers weren't making the World Series before these moves. They'll still make the playoffs after them, and this way they got more for Hader than next year. Pete McGuanigo chimes in and says, top three rotation? Bush, Burns, Woody.
Matt Bush, baby. I get it now. Nice. Who's that, Pete?
Pete McGuanigo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bush, Burns, Woody.
So is there...
Wouldn't it be Woody, Burns, Bush? That would... Never mind. That'd be really bad.
Yep. I want to tell everybody about Buffalo Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. And here's why. Because what you just experienced was kind of a disappointment, right? You're a little disappointed that Ben couldn't do more with what was
supplied. No, I actually thought it was a really good joke. No?
What you just dealt with is what happens when you're working with the wrong material, when you're working with the wrong team, when you're working with the wrong person. That's not what happens at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you're working with Joe Franco and Gina Dell and the entire team there at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they're amazing. They've worked on my older home. They've worked on our new place. And every single time, from the service, from the attentiveness, from the detail, from the accountability and follow through, they are at your house when they say they're going to be there. They get things done when they say they're going to get things done. If there is a delay, you are the first one to know. And the delays aren't as delayed as everywhere else. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin not only have the best when it comes to quality product, when it comes to innovation of product, but when it comes to team, and that's what really matters. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can have beautiful Pella Windows installed in your home and pay just 2.99% financing, locked in for 10 years. Like Ben Brust, and Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, locked in for 10 years. Now, if you want to skip the financing, you can choose Pella's famous patented blinds or shades between the glass on their lifestyle or impervia patio doors for free. Don't miss these incredible offers. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com/radio. Packers back at it today. Full practice, pads, closest thing they've been to back into game form. We'll tell you how things went. Plus, how much am I going to win my bet with Ben Brust by next? It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
The people that drive me nuts are the landmark people, and they go north.
Well, don't tell me east, north. I don't know what direction
I
that
don't know
is.
What I'm going, what direction I'm going. The street says
look
east.
Look at the sun.
Head north on North Avenue. There's a south. You could be going south on North Avenue. That doesn't make sense to me.
How does that? It's the name of a street. So it's a two-way street. You think both ways are north?
No, I know both ways aren't north. That's why it drives me nuts.
I mean,
there shouldn't be a south North Avenue.
If isn't then it an east? I will.
Even more confusing. I hope it's not.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB trade deadline has passed. Still waiting to find out what bats the Brewers added to their lineup. I don't know if I'm going to be happy with the answer in the end.
I mean, the trade deadline's over.
Sometimes things trickle through. You know, Joshy, you're holding out hope too. Like, just like you got to give it an hour post trade deadline.
I was going to give it like 30 minutes, and we're at 5:38 now.
I'm in a bargaining phase.
I'm in a it's done phase.
He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Green Bay Packers back at it today. Pads, 2 hours in the field, and a couple of people performing pretty well. Some names like Jordan Love, a little bit surprising. Other names like Romeo Doubs, we're used to hearing about how successful they've been. Now, yesterday, Joshy, we made a bet, me and Ben Brust, about Romeo Doubs' season this year. I believe I have the over on 28 receptions. Ben Brust has the under. And I believe I had over on 382 yards.
We can simplify this. It's basically Randall Cobb's stats from last year.
Yeah.
The over, under, over,
but I don't think everybody knows off the top of their head what Randall Cobb's stats from last year are.
Roughly 27 receptions, 375 yards.
I think it's 28 and 383. But yeah, similar to that.
I'm a slow computer back here.
Oh,
come on,
Josh. Do something.
I'm Googling.
And Romeo Doubs once again makes big plays, turning heads earlier today. At
28
Packers.
Catches, 375.
28, 375.
Are you still Googling?
It popped up. I just wasn't going to interrupt Greg.
Uh-huh.
Ben Brust.
Don't care.
Don't
interrupt.
I feel so freaking confident about this bet. Now, the last play of practice today was Jordan Love stepping up in the pocket against pressure, keeping his eyes down the field and finding Romeo Doubs for a touchdown to end practice. Doubs going up, getting interfered with, still coming down with the catch. Impressive on both sides of things. But it reminds me, oh yeah. So much talk has been about who Aaron's weapons are going to be, and so much of my desire has been to see him grow his relationship with the Romeo Doubs and the Christian Watsons, even though he's not on the field right now, and the Sammy Watkins and the number one Alan Lazard. I think we just call him one from now on because he is the number one. He is their number one.
You're kind of funny sometimes, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I kind of forgot about Jordan Love and how this is a crucial year for him. Really, a weird COVID year where he, you know what I mean, didn't have a true offseason or preseason games, and then he didn't play at all his first season.
Well, then when we got to see him, it was overanalyzed city.
Totally. And now he's kind of settled in, and he's more... We still don't know what Jordan Love is, and as we look at the rest of this training camp and into the preseason, are you more interested in watching Aaron Rodgers with the first team or more interested to see Jordan Love?
I personally am more interested in Jordan Love because at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is so dang good that he's going to make it work. Like, he's going to figure it out with whatever weapons he has. And especially with the mindset that he's had. Again, when you have an Aaron Rodgers talking about his relationships being friendships with a guy he called Jerry Krause 2 years ago, with being that Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball and Matt LaFleur and just having that organizational continuity, that to me gives me confidence that Aaron Rodgers is just going to go out there with the mindset of going out there to make the other guys out there better at all times in practice, and he'll figure it out on the field. Jordan Love, like you said, he still is a first-round draft pick that the Green Bay Packers invested in. And say what you want about maybe trading him in the draft. That didn't happen. This is his now opportunity to – like, it's not even opportunity. It's solidified. For all the Kirk Benkert lovers out there, Kirk Benkert's gone. You know why? Because there must have been enough promise from Jordan Love to show that he actually can be a backup in the NFL. And now that he's proven to be the number two guy, he's continuing to get more reps with the ones. He's continuing to grow his confidence. He's continuing to find trust in the offense, you know, probably just growing and maturing as a guy who came out of college pretty young. So, I look forward to learning more about Jordan Love because guess what? I already kind of know what Aaron Rodgers is.
Aaron Rodgers is great, and I do think, you know, obviously the conversation will continue to roar around who his options will be. I will say this, Alan Lazard's going to be a top 25 wide receiver in the NFL this year. Alan Lazard...
Market.
Yeah, Alan Lazard last year in the last 7 weeks of the season, I think, was a top seven fantasy guy. Maybe it was the last 6 weeks of the season.
Well, minus the Detroit game, yes. He was really good at the back end of the season.
Detroit game, he had 5 catches for 75 yards and 2 TDs. The game before that against Minnesota, 6 catches, 72 yards, a touchdown. You know what I mean? Like against Chicago, he had 6 catches for a touchdown and 75 yards. Now
he also was, you know, not number one option.
Exactly. Exactly. He's going to get more targets. He's going to be working as the number one guy. And I think he's going to have confidence because that's what Aaron Rodgers is pumping him full of. He's not going to be Devontae Adams. I'm not saying he's going to be a top 10 wide receiver in the league, but I think a top 25 wide receiver in the league is Alan Lazard is going to be that because the targets will have to go somewhere. Aaron Jones will benefit certainly. But you're right, Jordan Love. If he is something, that turns into a trade chip for this team. Like, imagine if Jordan Love has a great preseason. It starts to get a little bit of buzz around him and somebody gets injured on a contender. Can you move Jordan Love for somebody to make an impact this year? Plus, when it comes to weapons, Odell Beckham Jr. is still out there. Now, I know Sean McVay has talked about how he's pretty much on the Rams and they've been staying in touch with Odell. Vegas right now has the Packers as the second most favorite team in the NFL to land Odell Beckham Jr.
Plus 200, only behind the Rams at plus 150, which you'd think if it was like a done deal with the Rams, it'd be favorite money, minus 120 to go to the Rams. But the fact that it's that close gives me hope because Vegas knows.
Well, let's be honest. The Packers have money. Well, they've got more money than the Rams.
They have as cap much space
as,
for sure.
As much as we talked about how they didn't have money before, they've got plenty of money now. Woo!
So screaming good. That's Screaming Sicilian from Palermo's. The original OG stone-fired buttery crust is the best because it has a secret tomato recipe sauce. It's got the whole milk mozzarella, and it's got just the most amazing flavor you're ever going to find in a pizza when you go to your local grocer's freezer and just grab as many as you can. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite things to do is wait in, like, you know, no one likes waiting in line. I like waiting in the freezer line knowing that, like, oh, these guys get it. They know good pizza because they're waiting right by those Screaming Sicilians. The Bestie's Revenge, if you're an original cheese fan, it just takes it to a whole nother level because there's so many different cheeses, and it's topped with Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. That's Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. The holy pepperoni, the mother of meat, the Mambo Italiano.
Mambo!
Supremus Maximus, thin and crispy. They have it all. Check it out, Palermo's. Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer.
Ben Bruss will talk about screaming pleasure next on Scalzo and Bruss. Plus, Hall of Fame game tonight. It's the start of football. Oh, baby.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
35, the minimum age required to become president of the United States. Don't you learn some of this stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't pay attention to that, but I do know 35.
That's the boring stuff.
Scalzo and Bruss.
I knew 35 because I grew up wanting to be the president. I would have been brilliant.
Instead,
you still can be, Ben. You're not even at the minimum age yet.
Well, my intelligence might be questioned.
At what point in your life did you realize, hey, I might not be up for this position of president of the United States?
My first ACT.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Bud Light across ESPN Wisconsin. He's Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh Demaglio. DiMaggio. I almost combined you with Downtown Molly Brown. Josh DiMaglio. I like that.
It's my kind of sister's name.
Molly DiMaggio?
Yeah.
Does anybody call her DiMaglio?
I'll have to ask, but I doubt it.
Dude, that's a great nickname.
Dude.
That's a good Twitter name, too.
Dude.
For her.
Hopefully she's not mad at me for doxing her.
What, her name?
Yeah.
Ben did not know what doxing is.
What is doxing? I dox everybody.
What do you think doxing is?
Like putting her business out there?
To a certain degree.
In a way.
Yes. 800-990-3776. Brewers trade Josh Hader.
Sister?
They get four. How did you not know that?
I don't know.
You guys once considered each other friends and you had no idea you had a sister? No, you don't.
Well, again, sorry.
We're going to have some more couch sessions.
Sorry I invited Josh to my 30th birthday party with my family so we got to meet some of them. I haven't met his family. He doesn't invite me to family things.
No, but you got invited to my birthday party today.
Is your family going to be there?
Nah.
Well, then I don't want to go.
The Brewers trade Josh Hader yesterday. Four players in return from the San Diego Padres. They add veteran Matt Bush and Trevor Rosenthal to their bullpen as well. Did not pick up that bat we were all hoping for. 800-990-3776. We'll go to the old National Bank talk and text line to Terrence and Tosa, our former producer of Scalzo and Bruss, the original producer of Scalzo and Bruss, Josh before Josh, TJ Hogan, Terrence. You are obviously a big Brewers fan. You do not generally take the most positive approach to things. How are you doing right now?
Oh, Scalzo, great to hear your voice. I'm a patsy. I'm a loser. I'm a sucker. I'm a rube. I'm the mark. I am the guy this franchise is trying to sucker into the ballpark every single day and sell me a bunch of crap that they're out there trying to be the best franchise they can be, when in reality, the only thing that matters is sellouts in September and how they get there. It doesn't matter what after that, how it starts, or what's in the middle. It's all about revenue, revenue, revenue. They do not care about putting this team over the top and giving you the chance to win.
So you think very positive today. I think that was actually pretty positive from
more positive than I've heard about the Brewers in the past. So you've given up on this team. You think they have no chance. I mean, they're in first place in their division. I would look at them as the favorite to win the division. You're going to get Freddie Peralta back to add to the rotation. Maybe your guy Keston Hiura could add some offensive firepower down the stretch. You have no confidence that this team could find its groove here late in the season and hold that first place in the division.
Greg, I'm not owner Mark Antanasio. I don't know why you're asking me that. He already answered yes to all of that. He does not think they're good enough to win the World Series. He doesn't think they're good enough to get past the first round and not anywhere near enough to compete for anything of significance this year. He traded Josh Hader, their best closer. I'm with you on a lot of points you made earlier, Scalzo. He's not a world beater. He's not the greatest player ever. Whatever. You can trade Josh Hader and survive. But to trade Josh Hader, claim it's for the future, and then turn around and trade two prospects for two washed-up, old, convicted felon slash guy who hasn't pitched in 3 years and give up your future prospects for that, it shows you only traded Josh Hader because you're cheap, you can't afford him anymore, and you don't care about what this team this year does. How does that at all make this team better? It doesn't, and they're in first place of the division, and we are actively getting worse in giving our opponents in the National League who are below us, our good players who are going to show up in the playoffs and beat us. It's this franchise does not care about that next step. Where we are right now is the peak of Brewers baseball. This is the highest it will ever go, and the ownership group has no problem with that.
TJ, if you had the control like Mark Antanasio, what would you have told David Stearns to do and go after?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want to make this team better. You want to trade Josh Hader because he's at peak value right now and I'm not going to sign him next year? Fine, do it. But go get a bat. Go do something that'll help. Don't trade for future prospects, claim it's for building of the future, and then turn around 5 minutes later and trade two more prospects and send him off the road and say that this is for building. It's not. They were cheap. They didn't let him do anything. And then he goes around and trades a prospect for Trevor Rosenthal who hasn't pitched in 3 years. I can't believe it. And I just don't understand it. What's going on?
I want to know how you're going to, you know, recover tonight or not recover. How are you going to sulk? Are you going to, are you going to Taco Bell and cigarettes? Like what's the thingamajig you're going to do today?
Well, first things first, I've banned the Brewers. I'm not going to another Brewers game the rest of the year. Mark Antanasio is not getting a single dime from a single Brat or a single Miller Lite for me the rest of the year. He's not getting it. If he can't afford to keep our good players around, then he ain't getting my cash. That's number one. That's how I'll sulk. And number two, you know, maybe I'll go watch, Ryan Braun didn't die for this, man. Ryan Braun didn't put himself in harm's way every day with steroids, knowing it would hurt his body, not thinking it was going to help the team. He did it for the team. He took one for the team. And here we are 5 years later. Sign Ryan Braun. Bring him back. Maybe that'll be the deadline move.
This is for you, TJ.
Banned!
You didn't get it.
Oh, gosh. I'm in disbelief right now, fellas. I thought you had a good show. I think everything you said today was right on the money in terms of why this all happened. But if you add it all up, you put the puzzle together, it's because they don't care about going to that next level. And they want to sustain this success that they're at right now because it's profitable and it's good for the bottom line. And they're fine keeping it this way the rest of the time.
As he knows, one thing I don't love doing is giving TJ Hogan the last word, but we're out of time. So we've got Spain and Fitz coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin.